We present episode 311 of your own serial, Castlewick Light. Down at the corner shop, Mina Shah has fallen off a ladder while stacking the shelves and been rushed to Stonebridge Hospital. Jim Connolly has been ruffling feathers ever since Tracy appointed him manager of the holiday park. Because of this, Beth has moved back to Lantern Cottage, whilst Louise has been accommodated in a luxury care home. Diana is trying to enlist support for a campaign to stop the closure of the local maternity ward.
Well, it's a sort of council of war, if you like. The maternity wing at Stonebridge Hospital is in danger of closing down, and the next nearest place is a good 30 miles away.
But they mustn't do that, Diana.
Absolutely not, Janet. That's why I've called this meeting.
Just a minute, Diana. Before I agree to anything, I should like to know who else is involved.
So far, it's Dr. Baxter and me, Catherine. We both decided the best people we could invite to come and support us. We can expand from here, of course, but the five of us are the best possible people to mount a really effective campaign.
So who's going to be in charge, Diana? We don't want to find ourselves quarrelling, like we did over the Royal Festival.
Quite honestly, Michelle, as an ex-head of nursing, I feel so strongly about this.
Oh, no.
That I'm prepared to give in on this point.
Give in, did you say? Oh, that's not like you.
Perhaps not, Janet. But I feel this is a case where the public good comes before any personal feelings. I should be quite happy to serve under any one of you, so long as we get something done.
Well, that's a bit of a surprise. But don't ask me to do it. I'm a backroom girl. How about you leading us, Catherine?
Oh, dear, not another major project. The story of my life.
Oh, go on, Catherine. You're just right for the job.
Oh, dear, do you think so, Janet? Well, I'll be happy to take it on, provided Diana agrees.
Of course. You'd have been my first choice anyway.
But I thought you always preferred to be in charge, Diana.
You're quite right, Janet. But as I've already explained, if you were listening, this campaign needs maximum effort, which means the maximum amount of cooperation.
Well said, Diana. It's good to have you on our side.
I think so too. But there's one thing we'll have to change. Apart from Alan, we're all women, aren't we?
Of course, Janet. It's a maternity wing we're fighting for.
But we need a few men, don't you think? They can shout louder than we can.
Oh, don't you believe it, Janet. With my theatrical training, I've got voice production which would rival a pneumatic drill.
Yeah, I can quite believe that. But we want people like our husbands, don't we, Michelle? And Alan's wife.
Well, certainly do. And Glenn and Anne. The more the merrier.
Right. Then I think we're ready to get this project off the ground, aren't we?
Absolutely, Catherine. Where would you like us to start?
And we've been talking it over and Fiona and I have decided we'd like to go away for a fortnight to Malaga in Spain. I have a mate out there who's offered us this nice little flat for nothing.
Oh, I see. And when would this be, Fiona?
Probably the last couple of weeks in May tomorrow.
Well, what do you think, Sean? I mean, if we're all planning ahead, it could fit in quite nicely with what we're thinking of doing.
You've been planning as well.
Oh, we certainly have, Ashley. You see, Tamara and I have never had a proper honeymoon. If you remember, we got married last June and just carried on working.
That's right. I mean, we could hardly abandon ship right on the start of the summer season.
So you're aiming to have a honeymoon sometime soon?
In March, Fiona. We thought of going on a cruise around Madeira and the Canary Isles.
We'd be away for about a fortnight, well, same as you two.
Well, that's tit for tat then, ain't it? Fiona and I can look after the Castlewick Light while you're away, and you can do the same when we're away.
I can't see anything against that, can you, Tamara?
Well, not a thing. Should work out absolutely fine.
Oh, I say, how exciting. Now we've all checked it out with each other, we can go ahead and book the tickets. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, hello, Amelia. Welcome to the Seahorse. Come for some fish and chips, have you?
Hello, Camelia. Yes, please. A nice big portion.
And I suppose you're Romany, Amelia's big brother?
Well, it's a bit more complicated than that, but I'm certainly Romany. You're Rory's and Tim's sister, aren't you?
Exactly that, Romany. Oh, and here's someone you may not have met yet. This is Zoe Pednap. She's about your age.
Hello, Zoe. Wait a minute. I've heard the name Pednap before. No, I haven't heard it. I've seen it on a signboard.
You probably have. My dad owns a couple of boatyards.
One's down the harbour by the marina.
That's right, Amelia. And the other one's further up the river.
Anyway, what are you both having?
I want a fish cake with mushy peas and chips.
And I'll have a jumbo sausage and chips. Oh, sorry, Zoe.
Don't worry, Romany. You're not jumping the queue. I'm waiting for my rock salmon to cook. You and Amelia can go ahead.
Thanks. I like the seahorse. Do you own it, Camilla?
No, I'm just the manager. It belongs to the Shahs.
They're the ones in the corner shop.
Mina and Sanjeev.
Oh, yes. They come from Sri Lanka. Only his wife's in hospital at the moment, isn't she?
That's right. She fell off a ladder and did her back in. Sounds pretty serious. I'm sorry for her. They're a really nice couple. Here you are, Amelia. Here's your package.
Thanks. Gosh, I'm hungry. Can I start now, Romany?
Don't see why not. Here, Zoe, have a few chips while you're waiting. Amelia, do leave some for when we get home.
Okay, if you say so.
And this one's yours, Romany.
That was quick. Here you are, Camilla. Sorry, I've only got a £20 note. That's all my gran had in her purse.
No problem, we've got plenty of change.
That looks like a lot of fun. You've not got a vacancy behind the counter, have you, Camilla?
Maybe. You have to be over 14. Health and safety and all that. What times can you offer?
Any day after school, and I'm 14 next May.
Well, we'd have to get a work permit for you from the council, which your parents or your guardians have to sign.
I'm too young, Romany, but I hope to start next year.
Cool. So we might be working together one day. Anyway, I'd better be going. Come on, Amelia. Stop scoffing at all.
Okay, Romany, coming. Bye, Zoe.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, isn't he handsome? I really fancy him.
So, to everyone's surprise, Diana handed the whole thing over to Catherine and said she'd be happy to work under her.
Good heavens, what's come over the woman? Well, if Catherine's in charge, I might be prepared to volunteer.
I wish you would, Blaise. You're just as good at campaign as any of the others.
Right then, I'll give Catherine a ring a bit later on. And what about the other thing?
What other thing?
You know very well, Alan, that partnership at the surgery in Mandlesham. When does it start?
Oh, probably in a couple of months. They've got a partnership meeting next week, and they want me to go along so that we can all get to know each other.
They might have the partnership agreement all ready for you to sign.
Not quite. That's one reason for the meeting. We need to hammer out what goes into the agreement.
Oh, I see. One of the conditions being that we keep open the surgery in Castlewick?
Exactly. Uh-huh. Four of the partners are quite amenable, but there's a fifth who isn't so keen. I've got to convince him.
You'll do it, Alan. You always do. I say, that's a little bit close. This must be the storm they're forecasting. Apparently our area is under a flood alert.
Thank goodness I'm safely home for the evening.
I say, hark at that storm, Chris. I think we're in for another big one.
It probably is, Billy. We usually get one like this every 2 years or so, don't we? Would you like another pint?
Not sure whether I should, thanks, Chris. Well, frankly, I'd prefer to get home before it gets any worse.
Oh, you're probably right. When I came in, the sea seemed very high in the harbour. The wind is in quite the wrong direction.
Exactly. The last thing you want is when the wind is pushing the tide into the harbour whilst the rain has made the river into a torrent.
I know. The river water starts piling up with the incoming tide. From what I could see, that was very much what was happening.
I say, Chris, could you come and give us a hand? Some idiot has left the hatch of the cellar open and there's water flooding in from the road. We need someone either side to lock it shut.
Blimey, does that mean that the sea's coming over the harbour, Jane?
Certainly is, Billy. It started spilling over 20 minutes ago. You're going to have to paddle your way home, I'm afraid. The whole road's awash. Look, Chris, we don't both need to get wet. You go down the cellar and I'll go outside. Billy, got your mobile?
Right here, Sean. Want me to call the fire brigade?
You got it. Just the job. Come on, Chris.
Well, just take me down there and show me what to do.
Now then, where's my ruddy mobile?
Hold on, Billy. Any idea where Chris is?
Down in the cellar helping Sean. We've got a flood.
Not surprised. The sea's pouring in on the street. But I've got problems of my own. Down in the cellar, did you say?
That's where he's just gone. Someone left the hatch open.
Oh, blimey. Just when I want him to help me. Still, I'm not surprised. The road outside is a lake. I practically need a canoe to get across.
Why, what's the trouble? You're in.
More damage to the marina, I'm afraid. The wind tore a big boat loose from its moorings. The river's running really fast and it carried it downstream where it careered into another vessel. Then the two of them smashed into one of the piers. As luck would have it, just the one I repaired a couple of years ago.
Not most of that, Jack. Want me to come down to the marina? We'll need to assess the damage.
Oh, there you are, Chris. Finished closing your hatch, have you?
Yes, but the cellar's under 4 foot of water. Sean's going to have quite a mess to clear up, to say nothing of the beer that's been contaminated.
Blimey, that reminds me. I'm supposed to be phoning the fire brigade to come up and pump it out.